ASI is a ministry that's networking all these different ministries together with the church.
Being involved with ASI, meeting other people.
ASI convention is an excellent opportunity, just a great opportunity.
People that are in ASI, there's a particular fellowship.
ASI is really the stamp. It's the glue that holds all the ministries together.
Welcome to ASI Video Magazine. I'm Dan Houghton. Having been an ASI member for a number of years, I've heard so many inspiring stories of ASI members who are sharing Christ in the marketplace. Being active in outreach to those around us is emphasized at ASI. And today we're going to meet two ASI member organizations that are sharing Christ right in their own communities. It's my very own is a unique ministry. They provide gift bags for children who are taken into the care of the local Child Protective Services. The gift bag contains a handmade quilt, brand new toys, and large stuffed animal, and helps provide some comfort for children in a very difficult situation. The program has even expanded outside of North America. Let's find out more.
Well, I need to tell you that one of the basic things that started It's My Very Own is that I was being very discouraged about my working for the Lord. It just wasn't happening. Everything I tried seemed to fail. And so one day I just threw my hands in the air and I said, Lord, I want to work for you, but I don't know what it is you want me to do. And He impressed me with, what do you have in your hands? And the thing I said was, well, I've got a lot of fabric.
Well, I've got something with me tonight, this bag right here that you probably haven't seen before. This is what is called a bag of love. Let me show you what's inside. This may take me a minute. Look at this, a huge teddy bear, a toy. There's personal items in this area right here, and a beautiful, beautiful handmade quilt inside. It's all for meth orphans, children who've been separated from their parents because of the power of methamphetamine. But with all of this, one lady is healing the smallest of broken hearts.
Barbara watched our heart-wrenching special report, Meth Orphans, last November. It highlighted the growing number of children in the region left with relatives or foster families because their parents were busted for meth.
And you went over to the window and you held your microphone up to the window and you could hear the children in there just sobbing their little hearts out. And that got to me. The thing that I wanted to point out is that it is not just focused in one channel, that there's room for everybody to be in this program because everybody has a heart for the children.
Absolutely.
And we like to include the entire community. Mm-hmm. And that's how this is developed. And when you mentioned that about the interagency meeting, mm-hmm. We had invited a newspaper reporter to come in, and she became so excited when she heard the presentation that when she went back, she took a lot of pictures, and the next time the paper came out, we had better than a half a page of pictures mm-hmm. and story, mm-hmm. and as a result of that, that's what really launched It's My Very Own in this community.
It just felt so absolutely perfectly right that, you know, that as much as we care about kids, God cares about kids that much more. And it just felt like this was something He was saying, here's how I want you to care for these children of mine that are in distress. To me, it just seemed absolutely unbelievable that it wasn't already being done. You know, that we could be callous as a community and not provide something special for these children when they were moved, something to give them comfort. I didn't realize at the time, until I had gotten involved with the other program, that these kids weren't given anything, that there was no provision made. It was all left to charitable organizations, and this program was absolutely practically perfect.
When we first started it, we thought that, you know, we would do it here in Kentucky. You know, we'd do our county, and then we'd move to the next county and get them developed, and then go to the next county. And this is what our plan was. But the Lord let us know right up front that you're not moving fast enough. And so He started opening doors and literally pushing us through. If we hesitated, He just pushed us through. And it's just been a totally awesome journey. And I want to introduce these two little boys. These are my grandsons. And they are adopted by Teresa. You want to come in? So this is their mom, their adopted mom. I have been fussing for a very long time and stewing over my grandchildren, knowing that my daughter was using drugs.
Well, we'd gone up to visit, and I could tell she was doing the drugs really bad because she'd lost so much weight, and she just looked horrible. But also, the Lord impressed me that she was pregnant, and I just knew it. I knew it. Even though she kept denying it, I knew.
Alex, I'd like to have you hold the bag open so that Skye can fill it. Now, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to put a quilt in the bottom. Do you want to put this in the bottom of the bag? Hold it open for him so that he can put it in there.
We prayed for that little boy. Lord, do whatever you got to do to save that little guy. And he was born on New Year's Day. In fact, he was the first baby born in that area. He was the New Year's baby that year. He was born addicted to drugs, so he did have some major struggles. But the state stepped in and took the baby, and also took the two-year-old because they felt that they were definitely in danger, and they put them into foster care.
Most of the time, if it's a removal, they don't have a lot of time to get a lot of their stuff together. It's just really bare bones, the clothes that you need, and so this is something extra for them to have.
When they remove this child, it's just very shattering for them. And so when they get them to the car, they give them this bag, and this bag is large, and it bulges in all of the interesting places. And so their focus is now on the bag instead of the problems that they've just had going. So it softens it, not only for the child, but also for the caseworker. Isn't this fun?
Yeah.
So now the next thing we're going to do is we're going to find toys just your age. What kind of toys do you like? Okay, that looks good. So then they gave her every opportunity to get her act together. They sent her to rehab. She wasn't ready, but they gave her 18 months, and she just couldn't put it together. The drugs had a bigger pull on her.
In fact, they gave her more chances than they normally give, you know, for her to clean up her act. Because the thing is, a lot of people think, oh, they look for any reason they can to remove children from homes, and that's not true. They try like crazy to keep families together.
And when she was being so belligerent and not working with the court, the judge finally said, that's it, Valerie. You've lost your parental rights. And you will go to jail.
The one bag that I remember giving out, the girl didn't have to stay in foster care very long, thank goodness. But, you know, when she opened it, I mean, like, her eyes were just, you know, it was her own. I mean, you could see that this was something that she wanted and, you know, something that she needed. And when she pulled out the blanket, you know, she immediately wrapped herself up in the blanket and she hugged the teddy bear.
And it's so exciting because as you're working on these quilts, you're thinking of the child that's going to receive it. Even though you never meet them, you're thinking about them and you're able to pray for them as you're doing it. And those prayers stay with that quilt.
And the beauty of it is that everyone who reports to us also says how easy it is to involve their community.
We've all had really good experiences with them, and we love them, and the kids, every single kid that we've ever given to, have really enjoyed them.
We're going to put stuffed animals in there, so watch your step. It's a big step going down. There you go. When we were talking to the welfare before, I just kept saying, do not separate these boys, keep them together. And we want them down here. We don't want them off someplace else. If they go up for adoption, we want them.
They were hoping that she would mm-hmm. put herself together. And so they did not send them our way. And then when somebody loses parental rights, the whole family loses that child. And so we had to really do some talking to convince them to let me have the kids.
I'd like this one.
That one?
Yeah.
What do you think, Sky? Think that's a good one too, huh? Hug it and see. Yeah, it fits good.
Okay.
It fits good. Yeah, it's now broken.
Bye-bye.
They gave me some things that I had to accomplish before they do that. One of them was to get the foster parent training. And it was through that I was first made aware of what these children go through. We have no clue the horrors that these kids are exposed to. And I mean, even my two boys, every once in a while, you know, they'll have nightmares or something, and little things will come out, and it just breaks your heart. And so that's where the need first presented itself to me, that something needs to be done for these children.
Okay, and we need a toothbrush. I think. Yeah, you'd like to brush your teeth with that, wouldn't you?
Due to this ministry, we have been able to be associated with ASI, and we have met so many wonderful people that are all members of ASI.
We were asked if we would like to be members, and I said I would love to be a member of ASI, because when I go to the ASI conventions, I love it because it's all positive. You don't hear any negativity. Everybody is so on fire for the Lord, and you come away from there just so excited. You just really want to get involved and do things.
If the world knew the amount of good that's being done through the people of ASI, if the news media were to promote it, people would be overwhelmed.
And you know what we forgot?
What?
We forgot to get a color book. Pick out a color book to put into there, and some color crayons.
When they first came into my life, I was angry that they were being put through this, that they had the pain that they had to go through. But now I get to see the power of God and His love and how He's able to work through these children. And it's through watching His power of mending their little hearts and their lives that gives me so much hope for this ministry. Because I know that because we pray for these bags and these blankets and for each child that gets them, that He can work.
Get that tied on there. And this one is all through. Now, Alex, do you want to pray over this one? Okay.
Dear Jesus, thank you for this bag of love.
It's amazing to see how It's My Very Own is helping kids in such difficult circumstances. And they're involving lay people in ministry here in North America and overseas as well. That's what ASI is all about, getting lay people actively involved in missions and service. For more information about It's My Very Own, visit www.imvo.org. In 2008, ASI unveiled the One Day Church Project. It's an effort to provide church homes for the thousands of Adventist congregations around the world that worship in ramshackle facilities or even under trees. It's a galvanized steel frame and roof that can be built in just one day. It provides a durable, basic church building with room for 150 people to worship. Visit www.onedaychurch.org to learn more.
Sharing Christ in the marketplace is not just for the adults, but it's for the young people too.
ASI gives them an opportunity to come to the forefront and use their talents and ability that God has given them.
They learn that God can use them. They're not too young.
You see God using you to impact other people's lives.
I find it difficult to find something more effective than what the Youth for Jesus is doing today.
La Verdad Presente, Spanish for the Present Truth, is a Spanish language television ministry operated by Yolanda and Obed Matus. Yolanda is a professor and Obed a builder in McAllen, Texas. They use their earnings to support La Verdad Presente and have given countless volunteer hours to developing this ministry, producing the programs, and holding related evangelistic series in Texas and in Mexico.
Porque cada día es un reto. Porque cada día necesitamos sabiduría. Vale la pena buscar al Maestro de Maestros y recibir lecciones para vivir. Este es un mensaje de actualidad para vivir el presente con sabiduría y ver el futuro con esperanza. Este es su programa cristiano, Lecciones para Vivir.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to your program, Lessons to Live By.
Yo había sido pastor en la iglesia.
I had been a pastor at the church in Mission for 12 years, and the time came for me to leave that church. At that time, I received an invitation to start a type of ministry, possibly radio, but it ended up being a television ministry. We started to make plans. They would send us the programs. We were motivated to do this because we have it in our blood. My father is a pastor, my father-in-law is a pastor, and we're convinced of the message that we have that Jesus will soon return. I talked with my brother-in-law Raul and decided to preach this message via television.
I found that it actually worked very well, even better than expected. I didn't know how many people got up earlier, how many people had the opportunity to see it, until people start calling and calling and calling, and we start people coming in and interested in it, and I said, wow, this is great. Praise the Lord.
Well, I thought it was a good idea. I didn't think it would get this big. He talked about one program Sunday nights, and so that's how we started with one program Sunday nights.
El versículo 30. Mire la expresión cuando se trataba.
Since I am the presenter of the program, the people see me every day. We have three television programs. One is aired Monday through Friday, called Good Morning, Lord Jesus. It is a short devotional program where we encourage the people to pray before they leave their homes and start their activities. On Sabbath, we have a review of the Sabbath school lesson. The program is called Lessons to Live By. On Sundays, our program has a doctrinal theme and is called The Present Truth. Currently, we are presenting a series entitled The Pillars of Our Faith, which are the Adventist doctrines. The people who watch our program regularly and know that we meet every Saturday are the ones who attend.
Pastor Garcia was recommended to us by someone, not so much as a preacher, but as someone to introduce the program, because we were first using programs that were already pre-made. And then but when we heard him speak, we thought, there's a lot of talent in this person.
Pastor Alberto Garcia, he speaks directly from the Bible. He doesn't use notes, which is something I aspire to. and he's a very, very passionate speaker, very well articulate. I understand Spanish, and I translated his sermons into English so the rest of our congregation could hear. And he knows how to captivate you even without a PowerPoint presentation.
Primeramente, la forma.
First of all, the way the pastor presents his message is easy to understand and to believe it comes from the Bible.
Que lo crees, ¿verdad? Que viene de la Biblia porque
because he proves it from the Bible. We check it for ourselves and find it to be true.
Hacemos algunas comparaciones.
Me and my partner, we had a production house, and we used to do local productions. And the local TV station would subcontract us, so would outsource with us. So we always used to make fun of our clients, especially, the Christian ones, because they just wouldn't make a lot of sense. And they were just an easy target for us. So until I met this group of people who were actually very knowledgeable. And we sort of tried to make fun of them at first, but it didn't work out too well because they actually knew what they were doing. And very soon we realized they knew, especially me, I realized that, wow, these guys know what they're talking about. They're not just picking up a Bible and just spitting it out. I mean, I would throw questions at them, and especially Pastor Garcia, I've always poked at people, you know, to see how much they really know. And generally, I could just argue with pastors forever, you know, because they didn't know enough. And when I would argue or try to argue with Pastor Garcia, he would stop me on my tracks right away, and because he knew what he was talking about. So I actually began to become curious about what they were talking about at that point.
Por medio de un programa de
Through a television program that Pastor Heriberto calls Present Truth.
Viéndolos en un programa que se llama La Verdad Presente.
My wife and I began to see the program, and we became aware that the program and the pastor were coming to the Alamo Church, which we were already acquainted with.
Un día escuchamos que venía ese programa y el pastor a la iglesia de Alamo, que ya la habíamos conocido, ya la habíamos visto.
My wife and I attended the whole event, which was 20 meetings.
Tuvimos asistiendo a todo la todo el evento de los del programa, que eran 20 programas, y empezamos a escuchar que venía a predicar de la profecía, y nosotros ahí nos interesó mucho.
We found out that he would preach on prophecy, and that interested us very much. At the program, we heard about the Sabbath. We were baptized 15 days ago, and we are now part of the family of the Adventist Church.
Oh, I've seen excellent results. That many, many people have been baptized due to this program. In Reynosa, already a church has been established because so many people have responded to the message.
You know, there's people that call Sunday mornings, Saturday mornings, and every day of the week. And not only in the morning, there's people that call even during the day. Sometimes they call at night. Oh, I heard the program this morning, and I didn't have a chance to call you because I had to go to work. Could you please send me the Bible course that you're offering? See, we offer a Bible course, and this is the Bible correspondence course. People will call, I answer the phones, I take their names, send them the lessons. They send them back to us, we grade the lesson, send them back to them. And then when they finish the 20-course lesson, we send them a certificate.
La Verdad Presente has been serving the Valley and the Southwest chapter for a number of years now, probably 6-7 years. They have been having their program, television program, airing in the Valley. I asked Obed the other day how many Bible studies he had now. He said he's even lost count, doesn't know. I know at one time, several years back, he told me they had 600 Bible studies going in just the city of Brownsville alone.
Aproximadamente unos.
We are talking about a population of about 3 million because we are reaching both sides of the border. South of the border in Mexico, there are two important cities, one of which is Reynosa, with about 1 million inhabitants. The other city is Matamoros, which has a population of about 800,000. Just with the population of these two cities, we're talking about 1.8 million people. There are many other cities, such as Valle Hermoso, Rio Bravo, and others. There are many cities. These are the cities on the Mexico side of the border. On the American side, we have the cities of McAllen, Mission, Edinburgh, Harlingen, Brownsville, and together they have a population of about 3 million that we can reach with our program. Something very important is that our program does not air on a Christian channel. It is a commercial channel, which means the people we are reaching, many of whom have never heard this message, are reached through a channel that is 100% commercial. We buy airtime from the stations, and we are able to reach people that are used to watching soap operas, entertainment programs, and newscasts, but who inadvertently happen to find our program.
By being involved with ASI, I think that for me the two greatest benefits are networking and inspiration. And we need them both.
He comprendido que esa organización es muy fuerte misioneramente hablando.
I have come to understand that the ASI organization has a strong missionary emphasis. Through mutual friends, Floyd Courtney and the family of Dr. Vargas, they insisted that we go over there.
Ellos insistieron en que fuéramos para allá. Me platicaron de la historia de Brother Gates.
They told me about the story of Brother Gates, about his aviation ministry, and about a television channel. And now we want to be more involved in ASI, people who are interested in preaching the gospel. I really don't understand what is the motivation for the ASI members, who are very missionary-minded, who take money from their own pockets and give that money for a project.
Pero que saca su dinero de su bolsa y da dinero para un proyecto. Yo he estado en, fui una vez a Oklahoma.
When we became ASI members, I went to Oklahoma and they presented programs about what the Southwestern chapter is going to do during the next year.
Digamos el chapter o el capítulo de Texas va a ser durante el siguiente año.
And it's amazing on Sabbath morning how much money is given.
Se junta el dinero. Pero también he sabido del nacional.
I am also aware of the national convention, where the projects require millions of dollars, and how in one day they give so much.
A todos esos hermanos adventistas que son laicos.
I admire all those Adventist brothers and sisters that are lay people, because they really give their lives and give of their means so those missionary projects can be realized.
Ese grupo que está deseoso en aportar para que Cristo venga pronto.
That is why we want to be a part of ASI and desire to give so that Jesus will come soon. It is important, even though our beginnings may be a little weak with respect to ASI.
Pero creo que se va a fortalecer.
But I feel it will be strengthened now that we have seen how much benefit this organization gives to the church.
Organización para la iglesia.
When you take a moment to imagine what God can do through us, it's really without limits. ASI members are people like Yolanda and Obed Matus, people who don't just imagine what God can do, but step out in faith and follow His leading. Being an ASI member is a tremendous blessing for me, and I encourage you to try it for yourself. Visit www.asiministries.org for more information. I'm Dan Houghton. Thanks for joining me today on ASI Video Magazine. Come back again next time for more stories of ASI members sharing Christ in the marketplace. May God be with you.